Brilliant Audio presents
Possessions by Judith Michael. We dedicate this book to Harry Barnard, whose boundless love and encouragement we deeply miss. Part 1, Chapter 1.
Catherine! The voices echoed in the brightly lit rooms. Wonderful party! Terrific food! So good to be here!
And to one another, still at the top of their voices, they shouted,
Didn't know they threw these parties, did you?
The voices rose above the music from the record player and swept through the house and out to the terrace, where couples danced in the warm June night or stood on the low stone wall to view the spectacle of Vancouver's skyline across the bay. And Catherine, with Jennifer and Todd's help, opened new bottles at the small bar and moved back and forth between the kitchen and dining room, keeping the steaming casseroles and platters on the buffet heaped with food.
The guest of honor salutes a terrific hostess,
said Leslie McAllister, lifting her glass.
And,
she added with a small bow,
Jennifer and Todd. Your mother should hire you out to friends when they entertain.
She put her arm around Catherine.
Very impressive, being the reason for such a party. Why didn't you tell me you threw such terrific affairs? If I'd known, I wouldn't have let 3 years go by since my last visit. On the other hand, why haven't you come to San Francisco so I could give a party in your honor?
You should have come sooner.
Catherine was trying to twist the cork out of a champagne bottle.
Craig does this so easily, but I can't seem
to. Let me.
Leslie took the bottle from
her. It's one of the first skills single women learn.
With a flourish, she pushed up the cork with her thumbs, at the same time covertly studying Catherine, comparing her to the plain, shy Catherine Fraser she'd seen only sporadically for the past 10 years. She was still shy, slightly alarmed at the boisterousness of her party and looking surprised when her guests praised her. But she was a little prettier, especially now, with the excitement of her party brightening her wonderful hazel eyes and giving her pale skin some color.